Shkoyach. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Oh, we missed that, Mort. There are a few additional areas of the halachos of brachos that I think are important to review. The first is, how do you know what bracha to make on something when you have multiple brachos in front of you? So, for example, cereal and milk is the famous question. So let's make it an easy situation where you know that the cereal itself is mezonos and you have milk in the bowl, shahakol. So what bracha do you make? So this is the famous case of ikar and tafel, what's primary and secondary. You make the bracha on what's primary, so in this case it would be the cereal because you're eating it for the cereal and not for the milk. You will not make a shahakol. However, there is this question that arises that if at the end, after you eat all the cereal and you just have the milk left in the bowl, so if you have the milk there and you want to drink the milk for the sake of the milk, not because of the cereal, so there are those who would say and explain that you should make a shahakol separately on the milk. One can theoretically be stringent and then, you know, maybe take some other shahakol food to exempt themselves from the blessing over the milk in the bowl itself afterwards. But at the end of the day, a simple case of just eating cereal and milk, not drinking the milk afterwards, you would just make the one bracha on the cereal, and that is that. There is another fascinating question, and that is with regards to the desserts that a person eats after a meal. And so there are certain things that we come to understand are sort of part of a meal, and certain things that are not necessarily part of a meal. What do I mean by that? Well, let's, again, a simple case. So you have on Shabbos afternoon, let's say you have your delicious meal, obviously you washed over the challah and everything, and then at the end, the host serves you some cake. So most would explain that since you're being served some cake, so you know that, first of all, you've come to expect that this is the expectation, that you're going to be served cake at the end of it. And so when you wash over the bread, and the cake is similar to the bread in terms of it's all made of flour and the like, so therefore, most people would assume that it would be considered part of the meal, so you would not have to make an additional bracha. When there are foods like fruit and candy that come as dessert, it's a little bit questionable if that's really considered part of the meal, and so therefore, there are those who would say that you actually have to make a separate bracha over the fruit and candy that might come at the end of the meal. Again, there are those who would argue that perhaps over the cake as well, but I think certainly logically speaking, in all likelihood, it would be that you would probably not make the bracha over the cake, but over fruit and candy, it might be worthwhile to make a bracha over them. And then finally, when it comes to making a bracha over multiple food items of the same bracha, so for example, let's say you want to have a drink of juice, which is shahakol, you want to have a piece of chocolate, a shahakol, so if you're intending to eat both of those and you have them in front of you in your house, then you would make a shahakol once. However, if you're in your home and you say, I want some chocolate, and then 5 minutes later, you actually decide that you want some juice, so you would make a separate shahakol. However, this is not ideal. One should ideally sit down and say, okay, what am I going to eat now, and make one bracha to cover everything, because you would not want to come under the circumstance of having what's called a bracha she'ina tzricha, an unnecessary bracha. But if you, at the end of the day, you do find yourself saying, I want chocolate, and then 5 minutes later, water, you would make two separate brachos. If, however, you are a guest in someone else's home and they bring out chocolate and you make a shahakol, and then 10 minutes later they bring out water or a drink and you had no idea, in that situation you would not make another bracha because there's an understanding that your shahakol is meant to cover whatever, as the guest of the home, whatever they bring you that is shahakol, as opposed to in your house when you know what's coming. So therefore you have to be more careful about determining to make sure your bracha covers everything that you are intending to eat. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi Skadash, Rabbi Hanani, Medakash.